Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is already in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I've drawn a name out of the hat because I had the shot caller last, and it's another wild card. Jeff gets to pick.
Oh my gosh. Plot twist.
It's hard not to say that after everything in life now.
Come on, Jeff. Don't do it to me, bro.
Yeah, Jose, you're getting it. You're getting it.
Jose's got the shot caller while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
We all have little pet peeves that annoy us about other people and get under our skin. And although everybody's different, there are certain things that seem to bother us more than others. And recently, a survey asked thousands of Americans to share their all-time biggest pet peeves. Some of the most common answers that made the top five included poor driving etiquette, like not using turn signals, etc. Also, people who chew food loudly or with their mouth open, and excessive PDA. Name the other two, and hint, you can ask me about any peeve. I'll tell you if it's in the top five.
Wow, the other two.
I doubt this is on the list, but I know for me, it's people who are walking in the middle of like the street and then just stop. Like if you're in a crowd and they just stop in the middle of everything.
I hate that when you're at the airport or at the mall.
Oh, yeah. I shoulder checked some old lady the other day on accident, though. I didn't even do it on purpose. Like, I might have wanted to do it on purpose, but I probably would have had restraint. But it was so crowded in the airport. She stopped in front of everybody, and I didn't see her, and she flew across the aisle.
Oh, jeez, man.
Broken old lady's hip.
Probably.
Her pet peeve is young people who walk too fast. What about, I'm thinking of something that I think is universally hated, and that's people who don't wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like when you see someone leave the restroom without doing it, judge them.
Oh gosh, yeah, especially
dirty, wrong people.
I happened to be once at a restaurant, and it was our server, and I was like,
It was a server?
Excuse me. Yeah. No, it was our server. Like, I was like, bro.
I don't understand, though, Brooke. You eat on the toilet. How is that a pet peeve that people don't wash their hands?
Very good point, Jeff.
I eat all the food before I do anything with my hands, buddy. Okay. And then I wash my hands.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, like, things don't annoy me that much. I like a lot of things.
A lot of people complain. Think about what people complain about, like, that you see your social media full of. Like, people talking too loud on their phone or being on their phone in a conversation. I mean, phone isn't on that list yet.
That's
and phones
actually good.
Are definitely obnoxious. Yeah.
Will you recap for me? Will you repeat the question?
Recently, a survey asked thousands of Americans to share their all-time biggest pet peeve. Some of the most common answers that made the top five were poor driving etiquette, people who chew food loudly, and excessive PDA. Name the other two.
Okay, so being on your phone too much and people that just...
Don't open the door for you.
There you go.
I mean, we named a bunch of other suggestions.
Wow. Recently, a nationwide survey found Americans' biggest pet peeves when it comes to other people. Out of the top five responses, I gave you poor driving etiquette, people who chew food loudly, and excessive PDA. The other two are people who use improper grammar.
Oh, yeah.
Like confusing your and your, two and two.
Of course, I always talk about that.
And the other pet peeve that drives Americans crazy is interrupting or talking over other people in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, well, I know why you wouldn't know that one, Jose.
Yeah, because I do that one.
I think you do both of them, actually.
Yeah, totally. I'm like probably the most annoying person in the world. I have no idea.
You got it wrong. You and somebody wants to hear I Saw the Sign by Ace of Base, so you'll sing that before you get shocked. Shot caller on. Okay, whenever you're ready.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Life is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign, and it... Ow!
I'm trying to sing stuck in my head all
Have a good one. Today's show was produced by Steve on top of Spaghetti Boyd and Jeff Spaghetti DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.